Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Nun Beis in Meseches Erevin, the last daf in the fourth perek, Mishay Tziu. The Mishnah on daf Nun Beis says as follows: Mishiyot Aleilch Beish Ma'avim Bo Vechzir Chaverim. Person was going from one city to another city, which was within the tchum. Rashi explains b'sechet alpayim amo v'hechziru chaveiroi, and he was advised not to go. Is the halacha who mutar leilech v'chol bnei ha'ir asurim? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is, and we'll see the conditions. But the halacha is that this, that the person who started going on his way and he was returned by a friend, he is mutter tomorrow to go. He has an Erev. He could walk to the other city. V'chol b'nei ha'ir asurin. And the b'nei ha'ir are asur. We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Yehuda Shita. Ramei Oymer Kol Shiyochol La'arav La'irav Harizach Hamagomo. Ramei argues, Ramei says that this person, he has a limited tchum Hamagomo, that refers to when a person has the limitations of tum mekayim shvisa, that we had it before in the case of a sofik. We'll see any more over here whether this is a sofik or not. But in the situation of a sofik, a person is a sofik where his mekayim shvisa is, and therefore each of the mekayim shvisa limit him in the opposite direction. So to over here, harezach hamagomol, that this person over here only is able to use the tchum, which is between the city where he went and the mokam ha'erev, where he wanted to be kind of shvisa, but he can't go further in the opposite directions. The Gemara right away discusses the question, Maishna ihu, Maishna inhu, Fretting Mo the Kashem, that what's the difference between he himself and the Bnei Ha'ir? Omrav Huna Hocha B'mayaskinen Kon Sheshen Shnei Batim U'Beneim Shnei Tchum Shabbos. Rav Huna explains the situation is as such, that we're talking about a person, this person who started going, he has two houses. He was actually going to be by his house in the other city. The person who started on the way, since he's on the way, his purpose being on the way was really to get to the other place. He didn't leave his first house in order to make an Erev. He's traveling, like we saw before, that constitutes an Oni category he's in. Havli Oni, Bahani Ashirinu. He's an Oni, they're Ashirim. And this is the halacha that a person could, like we saw in the previous sugya, that an Oni has the din that he could be Ma'arav and Mokum Ploini. That was the previous Mishnah that we learned on the Fem Tesom and Beis. That halacha that if a person could be Messiah, if he could specify a specific place up ahead, then he could make that mokum his mokum shvisa. So the Gemara explains over here, and actually we had this Mishnah and this explanation in the Gemara on the Amud before. Gemara was bringing a raya to machlokes amiroim as far as Rabbi Yehuda's shita. In the previous mission, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was making in the previous mission, who said that echad oni ve'echad asher. The question at that point was that this kul that he said was that only b'mokim raglov, afil b'mokim pleni. And more showed from this mission over here, which is the halach, he wants to be ma'ar b'mokim pleni, someplace further on. And the difference between him and the Bnei Ha'ir is the fact that he has a din of ani, the Bnei Ha'ir have a din of an asher, and that's what helps for him and not for them. And that was the context of the Gemara over here, to show that Rabbi Yehuda, echad ani ve'echad asher, only helps but when he wants to be ma'arev where he's standing, b'mokom raglov. Now Rashi explains Barichas, this Mishnah, in the previous Amud, in that sugya. Rashi over there says as follows: Misha Yotza. Let's see, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Rashi says as follows: Misha Yotza Koldehu. The Hechzik Baderech Le'ishim Avin. A person started traveling Koldehu, just the beginning of the trip, to go to another city. Shem Avin Shesmucho Le'iroi. It's close to the city where he's leaving from, a safe Dal Rapayim. Yochol Melech Mizuz La'ade Erev. A person could reach one to the next with an Erev. It's within 4,000 Amos. V'hechziru Chaveiroi. His friend convinced him to return. Omle Eschama Hu Eschinahu. The weather is not good for traveling. Kin Kamona, the Gemara says later. Humote Leilech. Rashi says as follows: Humote Leilech Lemochor. He's mutter to go, and the Bnei Ha'ir are also to go. Now we'll see later that Rashi mentions when the Kol Bnei Ir are Asurim, that means even if they did the same thing that he did, that they specified a mokum misuim in order to make that as their mokum shvisa, it doesn't help, as the Gemara says, because they have a din of ashirim. Rashi goes further, that the Gemara explained, we're talking about a person has two batim. Rashi says, echo bezev, echo bezev, for he writes a lechol beis shibarcheres me'erev Shabbos. His plan when he originally left was to go to his house in the second city. He planned on spending Shabbos there. Like we mentioned before, his leaving was not for the purpose of being kind of Shvisa. No, his plan was to be in his other house in the other city. And what happened is that his friend convinced him to go back home. Rashi continues, Iyu kivan denafak lo'orcha. He, this person, since he left to go on his way, mishum halicha mamush, a real traveling, v'le mishum la'arv v'raglov, and not for the purpose of making an eriv, therefore havalei onim. Therefore he has a din of onim, yochol lemesh rizosi b'seif atchum. Therefore he could say, he's one in position that the kula of Shvisasi b'mokom pleni helps. He could have that halach. V'yochlem Shvisasi b'sef ha'tzchum v'yisayim mokom anikoloi shom, and he'll specify a place that he's aware of. Now Rashi continues like this: U'pulta dam eroi l'kamon. This is machlokes amroim later on the Gemara Daf Nun Beis. Ika l'man d'omar d'afilo y'omar nami. There is a man d'omar that says that even if he didn't express this, Rashi would seem to be saying that Tina were talking about that he expressed, you know, his friend told him to go back home, fine, but he said that I still would like to get there tomorrow, so he was Messiah, a place that he was familiar with, that should be the Mokom Ha'eruv. And on that Rashi continues, that there's Machlokes Amiram, there are those that say, even if he didn't say this, since we know that he wants to go there tomorrow, he wants to be able to get to that. As if he said it, it's as if he said it, even though he didn't. That's what this part of Rashi would seem to be saying, that there's a machlokes amiraim whether he actually has to say or not. Then Rashi continues, that we must be speaking where he actually didn't say anything. And Rashi goes to prove why that's so. Why that's so. Rashi over here is a little... The reading of Rashi is a little hard. I mean, Rashi started that there's a machlokes amiraim about this, and then Rashi goes to prove on his own that the case must be that he didn't actually say anything. Rashi proves it. I mean, if it's a machlokes amiraim, so it can't be a proof against it. And if it's a proof against it, then how could it be a machlokes amiraim? This is something that Marsha on this Rashi discusses. And Marsha explains how we have to read Rashi. Turn to the Marsha over here. Marsha asks the questions, and it says as follows: "Venira the sheer dvar of Kainhu." Right, this is how we have to read the Rashi. Olishna kama dikaiminon hocha ka'oma. And he's referring to our sugi, the two shinies that we find in the Rashis, that referring to the machlekes amiroim between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara later on, the Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi, loymer kuli amale pligi ditzorach." Loimar, to say, everyone holds you have to say. Machlokes, it's machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see later in the Gemara, the Braisa brings such a shita. So Rabbi says, Loimar, kuliam lepigli tzorach, you have to say. And Rabbi Yosef argues in Rabbi and says that there's a machlokes whether loymar is necessary or not. So Marsha explains that according to the first Loshon in Rashi, that this Rashi over here is going with, the pluk that amirahi lekamon dikman domer dafilo yomar loy chaveiroi linpoi. The omar that Rashi is referring to is not referring to the traveler saying shvisosi b'mo complaining. The omer that we're talking about is whether we actually need his friend to be the one to convince him to go back home or not. That's what this means over here. Dikel mandam afil lo omer lechaveri limpoi es chama esinu. Even if it wasn't his friend who returned him back, he decided to go back himself. Command omer lechaveri domi. It's equivalent to that as if his friend would have told him to go back. Vahenu krab yosef. Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yosef Shita, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara over here. Rabbi Yosef Amla Hasklam Lepligi Ditzorach Ki Pligi Loimar. Loimar, in this Gemara over here, is whether it's necessary for his friend to be the one to tell him. Or no, even if he himself is chayza on his own. But what's important for us right now is that the loma that Rashi talks about when he says that it's a machlokes amiraim is that's talking about whether his decision to return or not comes from his friend or it's his own decision. And then Rashi goes on, and then Rashi continues, and Rashi says that it must be speaking about where he himself didn't actually speak out this that he wanted to become a Shvisa, Pimokim Pliny. And that's according to everyone. So that's important in this first Rashi. When Rashi says, the beginning of the Rashi, this Le'omar means Le'omar Le'chaveri. This refers to what the reason why he decided to go back home. Was it because someone else told him, or he himself decided to go back? That's what this Rashi, the first part of Rashi told me, that's involved in Machlekes Amiroim. Then Rashi makes his own comment in general, that he himself didn't say anything as far as Shvisasi b'mal complaining. Okay, now Rashi goes to bring Rais, that has to be Chodo. Rashi says the first Rais, Le'katoni v'omar Shvisasi b'mal complaining. Doesn't say that he did. Right? The mission just says, the mission itself doesn't mention anything about him speaking out that he wants to be kind of Shvisa. For Oid, Rashi says another proof that we must be speaking where he didn't make any clear mention that he wants to be kind of Shvisa. The Mokum Pliny is Midipol Ramei Alo. Ramei argues in the mission, Vomahareza Chamagomo. Reb Meir Shita's Chamer Gomel, which Rashi right now is understanding and according to this Lashon, that there's a Sofik. There's a Sofik over here, according to Reb Meir, where he wants to be kind of Shvisa. When he decided to go back home, did he totally change his mind and he would like to be back in his first city, or he still plans on getting to his second house and therefore he wants Nerev to be able to walk tomorrow? So it's a sofik. That's the basis of the Chamer Gomel. So Rashi's saying, from the fact that Meir argues, and he says there is a Chamer Gomel, there's a sofik over here. Shmamina b'loyamar, shisos b'lokum plenya askinun. We must be talking about that he didn't actually say it. Because if he said it, then what's the sofik? The whole Reb Meir moida ba'ani. Reb Meir is masking that this halacha is by an ani. L'chare, there's no question whether this person has a din of an ani or not, since we're assuming that he has a din of an ani, were it to be that he explicitly said that Shvisasi Makom Pliny, then Reb Meir wouldn't argue. So therefore Rashi says that we must be speaking where he didn't actually say it. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that we have the right to assume that that's what he wants, and with that, that's enough for him to be kind of Shvisa, since it's clear what his intention is. And Reb Meir argues on that, and Reb Meir says that no, his intention is not so clear to us, and therefore we have a sofik. This is Rashi's second Raya that we're talking about, but Loi Omar, he didn't explicitly state that he wants to be Kanish Feast of Mokum Pliny. And Rashi continues. Rashi says as follows, Toimar, Reb Meir Osher Choshev Lei, concerning the second Raya. The second Raya that Rashi's bringing, that Reb Meir Shita is forcing us to say Bidloy Omar, that he didn't actually say it. Rashi says, maybe Reb Meir Shita would not be a Raya. Maybe we don't have this Raya. Vim Toimar, Reb Meir Osher Choshev Lei Lahai. Maybe the reason why Reb Meir argues is because Reb Meir considers him an Osher. Maybe he argues on the fact that he was just a small beginning of his trip, that's not enough to make him into an Ani. On that, Rashi says that, okay, even if you want to say that, but that's still not going to explain the Meir Shita. Im Kain, the Osher Choshev Le Rameir, if you want to tell me that Rameir considers him as an Osher, Chamagomol Amai, why is that Loha Chamagomol that he has the Tchum of the two Mekamish, Paspa Mekamish Fisong, if you're telling me that he has a din of an osher, so let's see what happens. Let's understand what happened over here. We're going right now, we're entertaining the possibility that he was Omar, that he said she saw some complaining. And we want to say that the reason why Reb Meir argues on Reb Yehuda is because he doesn't have a din of an oni, he has a din of an osher. On that, Rashi says, well, the din shouldn't be chamer gomel. Why? Habebeis l'rotz liknois. He doesn't want to be kaneshvis in his house. The omar shesosim seif atzchum. But as we're going now, he said, I want to be kaneshvis b'mokom plenim seif atzchum. V'shom. So he loses his tchum from his. He loses his house being the mokom shvis by the fact that he spoke, I want to be kaneshvis over there. And over there, lo yochel, and over there, he's not going to be able to be kainish visa, the halav onihu, because he's not an oni, according to what we're saying right now. If so, lo yozim kaimim boile, the halacha should be, the yozim kaimim, that he lost either possible tchum that he might have had. So why is it then, the harizacham gomol, the halacha should be, lo yozim kaimim. So this is what Rashi is saying, that Reb Meir Shita is forcing us to say b'lo'ayma askinan, like Rashi started off saying, that we don't have any way of explaining Reb Meir were it to be that he explicitly stated that he wants to be kanish fisa. So Rashi therefore says el b'lo'ayma askinan must be talking about b'lo'ayma. For Meir nami oni mash filay, and Meir also agrees that he has a din of an oni. Why is it that he argues halacha on Rabbi Huda, and he says chamer gomel umishum d'loy omar klum? And since the fact that he didn't explicitly say anything, mesaf galei, the Meir holds is misopic. He died to liknei shvisa b'seif etchum. If this person still intends to go where he started traveling, and therefore he would like to become a shvisa b'seif etchum, Hashem achoz b'legamri. Or maybe he changed his mind, traveling at all, doesn't plan on going tomorrow at all to that city. And he would like to be kodesh shvis in his house. That's why it's a sofik over here, and the din is chamagom. So this is what Rashi told us over here on Daf Nun Aleph on Beis. Rashi proves that we have to be talking about with a person who started on his way, and he was returned. He didn't say anything as far as where he wants to be kind of shvisa. B'lo yom askin, that's what we're talking about, Rashi says. And nevertheless, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir Yehuda says that we assume that he still plans on going where he originally set out to go, and he would like to be kind of shvisa, b'seif atchum, in a place that will enable him to make his trip tomorrow, when the weather will allow him to go, or whatever reason was stopping him right now. And Reb Meir holds that we have a sofik what his intention is therefore we don't know where his makom shvis is. That's a din of chamer gomel. This is what Rashi on the Gemara and Daf Nun Beis is referred to as the first pshat in Rashi. Rashi deals with two pshatim. This is the first prat that Rashi deals with. So we'll try to learn through the Gemara according to this first prat, and then we'll see how much time we have to discuss the second prat. So let's pick up that now back in the Gemara from Beis. Omer Aleph, Mor says, Tainami Hochi. We learned in a braisa similar to the way Rav Huna explained our Mishnah. Person that has two houses, and the distance between them is within 4,000 amis, shnei tchumim shabbos, that you could make an eruv from one to the next. Kivin sheichzik baderech kona eruv, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If he started leaving, he was sheichzik baderech kona eruv, and he's able to travel there tomorrow. Yes, I can omar abyesi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says even more than that. Even more of Okula than Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Meir in our Mishnah was the Machmeh, Chamar Gomel, Rabbi Yehuda was Matin. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, yes, I can. Afil matzor chavei v'omar lo limpoi, eis chamahu, eis tzinahu, l'mocha mashkin v'hoylech. Rabbi Yehuda adds on something. The Gemara will discuss exactly what he's adding on, but what he says is that his friend finds him and tells him it's not a good traveling time, return home, and he does, l'mochor tomorrow mashkin v'hoylech, tomorrow he's able to go. Omar Rabba. Rabbi says as follows, Rabbi's talking about the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda in the brayis that we just saw. Loimar kuli amo loy pligi ditzorach. To say, there's no machlekes. Everyone holds that loimar, whatever loimar means, we'll see in a second, that's necessary. Ki pligi lahachzik, the machlekes is concerning lahachzik. Let's see the Rashi. Okay, so from the Rashi, right at the beginning, by the Gemara, Tainam Yehochi, Dikshesh Lebeis Batim B'neim Shnei Tchumim Shabbos Eskinen. Right from Braisa, that this is the situation that we're dealing with. Based on this is what Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah is. Kimin Shehech Zebaderech Kona Eruv, Af Im Loi Oma Shvisosi B'Soif HaTchum. This is Rashi going the shitosa like we saw before, according to this pshat that he didn't say anything. Even though he didn't say shitosa b'sefer tchum, didn't say anything because then he returned back home. He's kind of shvisan in a spot which will enable him to get to the other city tomorrow. Yes, I can. So Rashi, I feel like hirzik baderech. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is adding on, afilo hirzik baderech, even if he didn't actually start his trip, elo omar lotzis, he just mentioned that he was planning on leaving, he was set, he was decided to go, he didn't actually start the trip, but he was decided to go, vazir chaver v'omar limpai, and his friend heard him and he convinced him to stay, that's also his kind of erev. Now Rashi explained, this is Rabbi Shita. Loimar kuliyam lepigdi tzorach. Rashi explains, Shoyomer loy chaveroi lin poi. The loimar, according to the first Prat in Rashi, refers to the reason for him changing his mind. Why did he not go? Loimar kuliyam lepigdi tzorach, Shoyomer loy chaveroi lin poi. Everyone agrees, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda both agree that it has to be that someone else was the reason for him to stop, to change his mind. As it says in the Mishnah, right? This that we know that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah needs that is, as the Mishnah says, the hashta vada mishum tzina v'chama huda hadabei. Now the reason why this point is necessary, that he was returned by some outside source, some other person, is because this way we could be sure that he was definitely planning on going, and he just didn't end up going because someone else told him that it wasn't good weather to travel now. And therefore, we have the right to assume that he still plans on going tomorrow, and he would like to be kind of shvisa in a spot that will enable him to go tomorrow. Even though he didn't actually express it, as we're going according to this prat. But if he wasn't his friend that convinced him to return, he himself decided to go back, then already we wouldn't have this din. Iklamemar nimlach, that he changed his mind totally and doesn't even plan on going tomorrow. Loi kana shvisa l'sham. He's not kana shvisa. Did afil gilui daita leko v'arehu kibnei iroi. Then halach would be in such a situation that we have a din as kibnei iroi. Seems to be over here, there wouldn't even be a sofik. Akoponim, but the halacha that we assume that he definitely wants to be kind of shvisa of sefer tchum, that we wouldn't have. Ki pligi lahachzik. Zok rashi, the machlekes of Yehuda and Reis of Yehuda is lahachzik. V'hainu yes lakein afil lehilz v'derech elo shom lechaver limpoi. Machlekes is lahachzik, as Rashi explained in the Braisa, as the Gemara brought the Braisa, that what kind of, does he need to be machzibila, does he need to start the trip or not? So Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is one who says, "Afilo hechzik b'derech." Even if he didn't start the trip, actually, El Shama Chaver Lin Poi. Shoshami Menush Yiroi Tzilot says he heard that he was planning on going. From the Lin Poi Beveischa Halayim Shem Sina. Stay here. It's cold. Stay here tonight. That's the Machlekes. So again, we're going right now that as far as speaking out that I want to be kind of shvisa b'sefer tchum, definitely he didn't say that. That's according to this pshat and Rashi. That's the assumption over here. The machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda over here, according to Rabba, is as the Gemara says, definitely we need that his friend should stop him, should be the one who stopped him. And that's the way that we could assume that he still wants to go tomorrow and wants to be kind of shvisa over there. And the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda's machlekes of how much of a start of his trip does he need for him to get a dinner of a oni. Rabbi Yehuda holds needs to be machzik and has to start the trip, and the Rabbi Yehuda says even if he doesn't start, that's the yesu al kain afilu motza chaveroi. That's what it means according to Rabbi. Let's see the Gemara further. The Gemara says Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that everyone agrees lahachzik that it's necessary that he start the trip. Ki pligi loymar. The machlekes is loymar, whether his friend has to tell him or not. Now let's see how Rashi explains this, because the cheshbin takes a little turn over here. Zok Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Omar lahachzik kliyam lepligi litzorach kipligi loymar. Zok Rashi, machlokes is loymar lin poi. Right, machlokes whether it's necessary for his friend to tell him lin poi. To Rabbi Yehuda im hichzik baderech, coin Rabbi Yehuda, if he was hichzik baderech, afal pishu loy omar lechaver lin poi. Even though his friend didn't tell him, Elo shechozar me'atzmai, kemando omar shvisosi mokom pleini domi. Rashi, according to this prat, kumtachos will see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's makel, actually, according to this cheshbon. Everyone holds they need lahachzik. So the machlokes is loymar. Loymar. So who holds that you don't need loymar? Now, you see, if you look in the Braisa, in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he says clearly, Afil matzai chavei v'omla limpoi. So that's why, according to this Pshat, we're going to have to learn that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda really is the machmer. Right? Because we can't get around this Lashon. Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah, v'chzir chaveiroi, that we'll see in a second, could be lavdafka. Rashi said, v'chzir chaveiroi, k'toin mas nisen, Rabbi Yehuda lavdafka. That we could afford to say is lavdafka. Adun lechaza me'atzmai. That would be the same halacha if he himself decided to turn around. El ochad mil sinokat. What's usual situation, but that's not a requirement over here. Avol Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda tavayhu boy chazok avamir. But Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he's the machmir over here, and he says, we started traveling, and then he believed that his friend was the one who stopped him. Now look at the brackets over here. V'hochi ka'omar, motzoi chaveroi shehizchil lotzeis. Now according to this, we'd have to translate Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, afilo motzoi chaveroi, according to this means not before he left, but after he left, because according to Rabbi Yosef, everyone holds that you need Hechzer B'derech. Mosa Chaver Shechzer Lotzis, Vom Lachaver Elin Poi, Imodi B'Laila. That's the first point. Now, because Sova Rabbi Yosef holds, Rabbi Yosef Yehud Lahachmer, he is really being Machmer. Now, what does he do with Loshna Braise? I mean, he says the Loshna Braise is Yes Alkein, Afilo Mosa Chaver, which definitely is Mashma, that he's making. So on that, it says over here, V'loy t'nam b'braisa yes akein v'afilu. In the Chanami, according to this, we can't be begurish these words in the braisa. Ela hochi t'nam b'yesem m'sal chaver. According to this pshat, we'll have to take out those words, because we're saying Rabbi Yisrael is machmer, so we can't be begurish those words which imply that he's being making. Now, the reason why the Mashal takes out, puts this in brackets, is because Rashi, we'll see in a minute, asks questions which is contrary to a possible girsa change. Rashi says as follows, this is a pshat that I heard from others, but there are problems with this. Kikasho lei l'Rabbi Yosi ma yeser al kein u'may afilu. So that's what he's asking over here, that according to this, that what's the Yesra Kain? It would mashma he's come to say a bigger kula. But it would seem to be that that's, in order to be Mekayim this, then we would have to say that we're not, that Rabbi Yosef HaKoponim wasn't gerus this in the Gemara, and that's why he could afford to learn that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is being machmer, and he's the one who has two requirements. Now let's continue the Gemara according to this. K'man Oslo, Hod Omar Ulo. Mi shehich ze baderech v'zir chaveroi harei hu muhsin. Moses says, K'man oz lahod amra ula mi shehich ze baderech v'zir chaveroi harei hu muhsin hu muhzik. Ula says, someone who started on his way and his friend returned him, harei hu muhsin, he's returned hu muhzik, that he has what he started going. That's the more I asked. This is a little contradiction. Imuchzer lama muchzik. V'imuchzik lama muchzer. Is he here or he's back home? Hachi ka'omar, afa pishem muchzer, muchzik. Even though he went back home, muchzik, that he has what he started going, meaning to say that he was kind of shvisa in a place which will allow him to walk to where he wanted to go tomorrow. Now Rashi explains, what does it say, what's Ula saying? Let's see Rashi over here, Kiman. Rashi says, L'lishna kamo, the parashi, Rabbi Yosef, Aliba, Rabbi Yosi, Tati boy. according to the first Lashon that Rav Yosef, who argues on Rabbah, that he explains, Libet Rav Yosef Tarti Boy, that Rav Yosef actually is the Machmer, and he needs both conditions, Amir Delin Poi V'chazoko, Hochi Boy Lei. This is what the Mar means to ask. Keman Ozlo Ha Du'ula D'Boy Tarti. The Mar understands that Ula has a double requirement. You need both. Shehichzik Hainu Chazoko V'chazir Chaveir Hainu Lin Poi. Ula says, Mish Hichzik V'derech. That's a requirement for a Hichzik to start his traveling. And second of all, you need Hechzir Chaveir, that he returned because of his friend. The two requirements. And that the Gemara says, who is this Memra of Ula going according to? And that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Valibud Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds double requirement. Now Rashi says over here, Rabbi Yosef, Valibud Rabbi Yosef, the boy Tati. Now, that Rashi says that the truth of the matter is that according to Rabbah, there's also, right, according to Rabbah, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who's the Machmer, and he also has a double requirement. So it really could come out like him also. Rashi says, that's true. Huadin le Rabbah aliba Rabbi Yehuda in a chenami. Huadin according to Rabbah, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, elechad minayim nokat. We have to say that the Gemara picked just one of the two. But in a chenami, according to both manda omrim, there's always going to be someone who holds that the requirement is on both conditions. Now let's see the Gemara further. The Gemara says like this: Rabbi Huda Barish Tosa, Aisle called the peri le Abnosim ba Oishia. He brought a basket of fruit. Ki hava ozil shavke adunoches daga. When he was going back home, Rabbi Yehuda was going back home, Rabbi Nosson bar Oishia allowed him to go down a step, Omalei, and then he told him, Bayis Hocho, stay here tonight, L'mochor Kodim V'ozel. Tomorrow you'll travel. The situation was such that he needed an Erev in order to get back home. And that Gemara says, Kiman, who was Rav Nosson paskening like when he gave him this Eitzah? So Rashi, Ishtoso Shemodom, Ki Hava Ozel Lebeisev, Sech Dala Alpayim Havim, and he was going back home, which was within 4,000 Amis, Noches Daga, Ma'alim and Akevesh, Shehoyer Min Aliyah, and when he went down a step, from the steps, he was going from an upper floor to have the hichz b'derech, and that way he's considered already a hichz b'derech. He told him, by his hocham, Kiman, who is that going like? Rashi says, Kiman be'in an hichz b'derech v'lin poi. Right, again, who is the one that holds that you need hichz b'derech and a lin poi from his friend? And that Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Alib de Reise Rabbi Yehuda. Which, according to the first Lashon, he holds that you need both requirements. And that Gemara says, Loi, Kiraba, Valiba, Rabbi Yehuda. That it's not necessarily according to him. It could have been according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he also holds that any double requirement. It was similar to the piece of Gemara before, that Rashi explained to us that one of these two manda omrim has a double requirement. Now let's see the next piece of Gemara over here, which is again part of the Cheshbonis over here, the Tulu Shenis of Rashi. The Gemara continues like this. Remeir Oimer Kol Shiyoch La'arev. Right? This is the Sefer of this Mishnah. Remeir is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks the question. Hatanin Lechad HaZimno. Why is it necessary for Remeir to argue again over here? We already learned it previously. Sofik. This is the Mishnah on the Flamed Heo and Aleph. Mishnah talks about if something happens to the Erev that makes it invalid, and it's Gagal Chos L'Tchum, if it rolls out of the Tchum, Nofel of Gal, pile of stones falls on the Erev, making it not accessible, and Israf, it got burnt, and so on. So the Mishnah said like this, if it happened in Bayim and Erev, if it happened before Ben Hashmash, which is the time of Knias Erev, the Erev is no good. If it happened after it already was the time of Knias Erev, then it's a good Erev. The Erev doesn't have to be in existence the entire Shabbos, just the point of Knias Shvisa, Ben Hashmoshes. Im Sofik, if it's a Sofik, we don't know when the Erev, something happened today, we don't know when it happened. Was it before Ben Hashmoshes, after Ben Hashmoshes? And maybe Huda Omer is a Chamogomel, this will be so last time, this is a Sof, Chamogomel, and therefore, we go Lahachmir to the two possible places where he was kind of Shvisa, and therefore he could only walk to the area that both Tchumen would have given him. So this is what the Gemara is asking over here by Yos, that why is the Mishnah repeating over here this halacha, chamer gomel, tanin lechad hazimnu? Let's see the Rashi. The Rashi over here explained it. Sofik. This is the Mishnah we just discussed. Sofik mibayim. If it's a Sofik, when it was in Israel, was it mibayim Sofik mishachashech? Maybe who do I mean? Rashi says as follows. Alma. So from that Mishnah, ready we see kol sfeika chamagomolum. Anytime there's a Sofik, so halacha is a chamagomol. You have a limited tchum. Umasnisin. Nami's fekehu, in our Mishnah, it's also Sofik. This is how we're learning Prat and Shitz Reb Meir, like Rashi told us on Nalfam and Beis, that Reb Meir is based on a Sofik over here. So that's why the din is Chamagomu. So the Gemara asks the question, that Tanina Chado Zimno. Tosfos asked the question over here that, I mean, our Mishnah over here, I mean, Rabbi Huda holds it's not a Sofik, right? So granted that once we know that it's a Sofik, then it's Chamar Gomel. But the Chiddush in the Mishnah by us is that there's a Sofik over here in the first place. This second Tosfos is over here. Tanin Chol Zimdo Chol Sfek Rameir Chamar Gomel Hu. Umasis Nami Sfek Hu. Because Shor Tais asks, "Demahi hecha have a shamina and have a hocha sof from over there? How are we supposed to know that in our situation there's a sofik according to Reb Meir? I mean, over there, Rabbi Huda's also masking the din of chamar gomel, but he holds over here there's no sofik. So in our case, over the question is there a sofik or not? So how can you tell me that we don't, our mission is unnecessary for Reb Meir to say it over here? We can know from over there." What's the more asking? So Tosfos as follows: For Emiri, the Poruch, the Havelel Misni Kol Shiochol Sofik, Umeli Adinan Tava Chamor Gomel. What the more Bayos means to say is that it's not necessary to speak out the din of Chamor Gomel. He could have just told us that it's a Sofik. That's what the more means to ask. But of course, it's necessary for our Mishnah to say that this case is considered a Sofik. It's not necessary to explain what the din of the Sofik is, because that's Tanin Lechad HaZimnu. Now let's see, what does the Gemara say by us? What does the Gemara answer? Omer Avsheish is like, Tema Tam De Meir, Sofik Erev, Sofik Loi Erev, Hu De Havacham Ogomu. The reason why our Mishnah is repeating this again is that you shouldn't say that the reason for a meir is be only in a sofik eruv is the din of hamagol. Aval vaday le'iriv, but if he for sure didn't make an eruv, lo yhava hamagol. You wouldn't have this halacha. Ella afilu vaday le'iriv have a hamagol. Even a vaday le'iriv, we'll see what that means in a moment. It also has the din. The halacha vaday le'iriv. Let's see the Rashi on that. So Rashi loitema. You shouldn't say hosam hu the sofik eruv v'kona sham shvisa over there. Let's say it was nizgago chosulham. It was nisraf. So there definitely was an eruv put down over here. Right? It's a sofik whether you kona shvisa or not. Sofik eruv v'kona sham shvisa v'sofik lo eruv v'kona bebeisai. Who the have a chamogom? Over there, there's the din of chamogovel. Aval hecha the vaday le'iriv, but in Ogmor over here, he definitely didn't put down the eriv. Ki going choizezem, shahoy lo la'ar v'pas, shakov l'beisei hoya. This person over here, over there, by us over here, he definitely wasn't ma'ar v'pas. So it seems to be over here that the Gemara's, the chiddush in the Gemara over here is that he wouldn't have the din of a chama gomel since he didn't actually put down an eruv. By us over here, that we have a sofik, whether his intention was to be koine b'mok complaining. That's what we have according to this Pshat and Rashi. Now the Gemara seems to be saying over here that there would be a half minute to think that the only time you have the din of chama gomel is when an eruv was actually put down, and it's a sof of whether it was kain or not. That's when you have that halacha. But in such a situation, when an eruv definitely was not put down, like in our situation, then you wouldn't even have the chama gomel. That's why it's necessary for our mission to paskin that even over here, that's the halacha. Tais explains this a little more. In Tais that we just saw, if you pick up the second half of Tais, it's Umashani, and the Gemara answers, the Havamir, the Heichad Vaday La'iriv, Kihocha, in a situation where he definitely didn't put down an Eriv, Lo'y Hava Chamogomo. He wouldn't even have a Chamogomo, Dafilu Im Havet Nan Sofik. According to Tais explained, the Gemara's question was, that let it say Sofik. Let it say Sofik. And then I'll know that there's a chamar gomel. And then he says, no. Even if it would just say, sofik, have a farshinan, I would explain. When the Mishnah says that it's a sofik, the sofik will be, im choshev b'kach, oni, kisha bo baderech, im lav. The sofik would be whether he's considered an oni or not. L'kach, loy kona eruv. And then that's why he wouldn't be kind. The vaday oni omru shema'arv beraglav b'mokam pleini v'loy b'sofik oni. Only a vaday oni, not a sofik oni. V'dine ke vaday osher v'yekim ne'ire kamash melon. This Tosfos explains that I wouldn't know that he has the din of an oni. This Tosfos explains the Gemara that I would think that he doesn't have the din of an oni to get the din of Mokam Raglov. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that he does have the kula of an oni, and that's why he has the possibility that he was kind of shvisa in the sefer tchum, and that's why there's a chamar gomel. According to this Pshat and Rashi, avada Ramei Yeshit is based on a sofik. When the Gemara says over here, Sofik Yiriv and Vadai Lo Yiriv, it means that he didn't put down the Eriv. That's what it means. He didn't put down Pas. But Avada, the Halocha over here, is based on a din of a Sofik. That's what comes out according to this Pshat and Rashi. The time is short now, so we don't have the time to go through the whole Gemara again with the other Pshat and Rashi. However, just in short, on Daf Nun Beis Omen Aleph, Rashi, when he explains the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi that we just saw before, so he has problems with that pshat, and he goes to explain, to say a different pshat in the Gemara, and he goes on to explain that when the Gemara says loimar, the saying, the loimar means whether it's necessary for him to say shisasi b'mal complaining. Loimar, Amar Rabba, loimar shisasi b'seichat chum. So according to this pshat, Rashi is explaining that he said shisasi b'mal complaining. That's the case over here. When Rashi explains that actually it's going back on the preview on the ratio of the Mishnah before, that's why we don't find it actually said in the Mishnah, and that answers the question that he asked before. The Rashi Nun Alpha and Beis, which you said before, when he proves, he gives two proofs as to why we're not speaking what he said. One proof was the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention anything, and over here he answers that by saying that we're actually going back, this case is going back on the ratio of the Mishmah on Mem Tes Amud Beis, where he was Omar. That's what Rashi says a little bit further down. Varesh the Masisin Koi. It's going on the ratio of the Mishmah, the Polish Bov Amashwasi Be'ikroi. It's not necessary for the Tana to repeat in the Sefer, because we know that we're going back on that. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. So we are talking about by Omar. And Rashi over here addresses the question, the second proof that Rashi brought on the Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that we're talking about that it was Omar, so what is... How could Reb Meir argue? What's the sophic over here? So this is what Rashi discusses over here. Vim Taimar Kivna Yehuda Ba'imah Shusasim Mokem Ploini Ka Omar Amay Polag Reb Meir Alei Mashlech Hamogomol. This is the question right now that he dealt with before. That now that I'm telling you according to this pshat, I would like to learn in the Gemara that the person did say that he wants to be Kohen Shvisa. That's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So why does Rabbi Meir argue? What's the sophic over here? So on that Rashi says, Rabbi Meir leste chazoka ki agavna. El bob derech mamish. Aval hay ka osher mashvilei. So Rashi over here refers to what Rashi Bavon might be the pshat. And Rashi disproved that Rashi... The Rashi before told us that can be. Rashi over here says, according to the second Pshat Rashi, Rashi revives this explanation that Rameyer Shita is that actually he has a din of an osher. Hichzek v'derech is not enough to give him din of an oni. Aval hay ko osher mash v'lev. So Rameyer ko shu osher v'hoyle l'arve pas. So he's an osher, and he should have been arve pas v'la'ir v'pas el b'mira. Is hifsid b'amirasai, he loses from the other side where he is. He's in his house now. He makes an attempt to be ma'ariv without past b'mal complaining, so he loses from his house, going in the other direction, and he's not kohen shvisa further from where the place that he wants to be kainam. So he just retains, actually from, you know, looking at his house being his mokum shvisa, he has this spot over here. Rashi before had asked that the halacha should be loyozaz mim kainam. And this is a question over here, the marshal, and the marshal, how this is answered. The marshal says, simply, and the Mashal agrees that this is Shita's Rashi. The question is whether Rashi over here is relying on that. This is something similar to what we had before. Taisus was machalik that if a person tries to be kind of shvisa in a different spot and it doesn't work, whether he's left with nothing or not, Taisus is machalik whether he's bebeisai or he's bederech. Taisus says that if a person is in his house, which is his real mokum shvisa, so a person is not oiker daite from there. And therefore, even if he makes an attempt to make an eruv of somebody else, it doesn't work, then his das is that he wants to have his original spat. So that's the basis of this halacha over here. The reason why there's no din layozos mekayma, he doesn't lose everything, is because he's in his house. So according to this Rameir, he'll retain some part of his original tchum that his house could give him. So according to this plan Rashi, the Meir Shita is not based on a sofik. It's not a question of a sofik. The chamagoma that he has over here really is it's a vadai situation where he was oiker daita, so therefore he lost part of his tchum. That's the basis of the chamagoma according to this Pratan Rashi.